We have been reading this verse for weeks, and we got a few more weeks to go. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Those were so fun to preach. I really enjoyed those. If you knew the next one, maybe some people aren't here tonight because they knew the next one and they didn't want to hear this. Nobody signs up for the long-suffering conference. You can go ahead and be seated. Nobody signs up for the suffering conference. If we had a love conference, people would come. If we had a joy conference, they would come. Peace conference, they'd be here. If we put a sign out front and said, hey, come to the suffering conference, not too many people are going to show up. But here's the problem with suffering. Nobody gets away from it. As humans, we all have to suffer. And it's very interesting because suffering in the hand of God is different than when the world suffers. Let me say that again. Let me say it like this. When we as Christians go through suffering, it's different than when the world goes through suffering. How many people can say amen to that? How many people have ever been in a trial where you were suffering and the Spirit of God came alongside you and you knew that God touched you? The world don't have that. They don't have that. But we do have that. We have that. And it is so powerful. God has a way. Long-suffering. If you're taking notes, grab your pencil. I want to tell you what long-suffering means. I want to give you the definition for it. If you got your phone and you want to put this in there, get ready because I want to tell you what long-suffering is. It means to suffer a long time. So put that in your notes. Keep that with you because that's the definition of long-suffering. It means suffering for a long time. I'm going to give you a better definition. Patience, endurance, steadfastness, perseverance, forbearance, slowness in avenging wrongs. Slowness in avenging wrongs. One definition said it like this. Holding yourself and not allowing your temper to take over. Holding back, not allowing your temper to take over is long suffering. These are all attributes of God. Amen? Love, joy, peace, long suffering. God is long suffering. Aren't you glad? He's long suffering with this world that we live on. Amen? He's very long suffering with our country. Thank God he's long suffering with us. Because he has put up with a lot from us to get us where we are right now. And he's got a long way to go with some of us. Amen? All of us. He's working on us. And God is long-suffering in his in his work. So, long-suffering. Do I want to suffer? Do I want to suffer long? I don't like to suffer at all. People, they're saying that, you know, COVID is making its rounds. And they're like, you know, people's like, man, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't know about you, but I don't want to sneeze. I don't want any of it. I don't want any kind of suffering. I don't want a paper cut. I don't want that. Who wants to suffer? Nobody in their right mind wants to suffer. But God uses suffering for a very specific purpose in our lives. Because God is taking us somewhere. I read this many years ago, and I thought it was pretty awesome. A guy said that when his wife is mad at him and she won't talk to him, he goes around the house and he tightens up the lids on everything that she uses. And that way there, eventually, she has to come in there. What do you need? What do you need? Distress brings them back into relationship. Amen? And that's what God does sometimes. He uses our distress to bring us back into relationship with him. And the Bible says when you're tempted, let no man say that he's tempted of God. But God does allow you to go through trials. And here's the awesome thing about the trials of that you go through. They are all measured in the hand of God. He will not put more on you than you can bear. He won't do that. But he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I want my trials to be measured in the hand of God, because he knows what you can take. He knows exactly. Now, why would he allow us to go through suffering? Why can't we just sign up, be a Christian, and Sam, it's sunshine and gumdrops the rest of our life? It doesn't work that way. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. It rains on the just and the unjust. If you look through the scripture, you'll find a lot of people who suffered. I'll take you to the book of Job very quickly. We see a man who suffered. Did he not? He suffered, and God allowed his suffering. The enemy brought the suffering, but God allowed him to suffer. The book of Job bothered me for years. I felt so bad for the guy. I couldn't imagine going through what he went through. Amen? I would read it and I'd say, man, this showdown, this thing that God and the devil had this conversation. And Job, the reason he was chosen, I thought, was because he was the good guy. But when you read Job really, really close, you'll find out that Job had some things in him that God wanted to take care of. Job, number one, you may miss this when you read the book, Job was very arrogant. Job had his confidence in his integrity. He had his confidence in the way he served God. Job would make this statement: if I was weighed in a balance, I'd come out good. I don't know about you, but I don't want any balance near me when it comes time for judgment. Because I know if I'm trying to get my good to outweigh my bad, I'm in trouble. I don't know about you, but I'm in trouble. So I'm glad to know that it ain't about my integrity. It's about his integrity and the integrity of his word. And the blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. What are you saying? I'm saying when I'm weighed in the balance, I won't be wanting, because my confidence is not in my integrity. It's in the finished work of Jesus Christ. But Job didn't have that. And then we read in the last conversation, the last chapter of the book, Job says, I've said things I didn't understand. And we see that God put him through suffering, or allowed him to go through suffering, so that he could get some things out of him and teach him some things about who God was. Amen. So here's one way I think you can be immune from suffering. Be perfect. No, wait. Have a problem with that too. Because there was a guy that was perfect. And did he suffer? The Bible says he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. That's our Savior. He suffered. So let me ask you this. If God allowed his only son to suffer, what makes you think that you are going to be immune to suffering? How many times has something happened to you and you ask this question, why me, God? The question is, why not you? When suffering comes your way, this is awesome. Because if you view it like this, when suffering comes your way, if you say, God is wanting to do something in me, it's the reason this has came my way, you will look at suffering different. Then you can count it all joy when you enter into temptation, diverse temptation. Why is that? Because when you see that something's allowed to come to you, that means God is about to do something in you. And the whole purpose of our life is to bring glory to him. So when we see this come, then we must get excited, knowing my life is about to bring glory to Jesus. All right, let me set a foundation here. Here's the problem. We quote this scripture and we quote it wrong. All things work together for our good. Have you ever heard anybody sing that? Say that? Quote that? Is that what the scripture says? No. Or when we try to cheer somebody up, we say, all things work together for your good. That's not what the scripture says. It says all things work together for good. not your good, but good. But you think that good is your good. God, if you just, see, this is prosperity preaching. Here's how prosperity preaching works. God works everything out, brother. It's going to be blessings and blessings. And all you got to do is, here's my Bible. I have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. And it's just blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing. And then what happens is when suffering comes, people feel like they're not a child of God anymore because they're going through a trial. Read this book that you hold in your hand and you'll find out they all suffered. Every one of them suffered. Every one of them went through a trial. And the purpose of going through the trial was to get them to a place where they could bring glory to God. Listen, if you want God to use you, he'll use you. But when he uses you, he's going to use you to bring glory to his name. I want to let you know this whole thing is not about my blessing. It's about his goodness. This whole thing is not about me. It's about him. The whole thing is set up to bring glory to his name. He would bring Israel back out of captivity, not because of what Israel done, but he would say, I'm doing this for my name's sake. I don't want to be blasphemed among the heathen. I want to be lifted up and honored, and I'm bringing you out. Woo! Good stuff, right? How many people in here say that you have long suffering? How many people in here can suffer long? Long time. How many people hate suffering? And as soon as you enter in it, you want to get rid of it. Done. Gone. It's because we don't understand the work that it's doing in us. I've asked you this a bunch. I'm going to ask you again tonight. When have you grown in your relationship with God? Well, I really get close to God on vacation every year. When everything is just blessing, 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 that's when I really get close to him. Let me tell you where you get really close to God. Sitting outside in a waiting room at an emergency at a hospital and you're praying. Or your kid's body's racked with pain and you're walking up and down the hallway and there's nobody else to call but you call on Jesus. That's when your faith grows because, oh man, I feel God, right? Have you ever been walking down the hall holding your child and you're just praying and all of a sudden the Spirit of God shows up and it may be 2:00 in the morning and nobody even knows you're awake, but I got a God that knows when you're suffering and he is not, he doesn't stay away from your suffering. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Aren't you glad that he comes to where you are in your suffering? Justin, he suffered. And he knows what it is to suffer. 1 Peter 5:10. I got to hurry. I got a lot to say. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. We've been called unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Wow. Do you get that? Do you get that? When you realize that you're going to make it through Jesus, then your life will be consumed with bringing Jesus glory. When you realize that what he did for you, nobody else could do for you. When you realize he was the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. Can I preach this for a minute? Do you understand that he alone carried your cross. He alone was placed in the tomb. He alone got up. He alone applied the blood. He alone bought your redemption. He alone paid the price that you couldn't pay. Now he alone deserves praise and glory and honor and to be lifted up. He alone. There ain't nobody else like him. When I get this, when I really get this, I stop making it about me. I say that again. When I really get this, I stop making it about me. I start making it about him. Going through a trial, preacher. God's doing something in you. God wants to do something in you. Well, that's been really tough. How many people here would like to have abs that people can see? I know we all have abs, but how many people would like to have abs that people could see? Even if you didn't show them off to them, wouldn't it be nice to have them? I said abs, not slabs. And you know what? If you're standing up Walmart or somewhere, and there's these magazines all over the place, and they say, 6 easy way to get abs. That's a lie. Let me tell you what's easy. Donuts. They're easy. I told Robin one day, I said, don't you hate when you get your groceries home and you think it's organic, but they're regular donuts? Don't you hate that? Let me tell you why. But if it was easy, more people would have them. But the reason the world thinks they're so cool is because they're hard to get. And it's the struggle that makes them worth something. Right? If everybody walked around with washboards, well, what? So what? No, it's the struggle. The struggle, it's the price that you pay to get there that makes it worth it. What are you saying? I'm saying this world doesn't understand that when you're going through it, Job, when you're going through it and you're going through it at the hand of God, it's the price you got to pay. But man, the glory that comes with it can't be compared to anything in this world. It's worth paying the price. I want to bring him glory. Are you willing to pay the price? Because it's in the trial where a lot of people throw in the towel. It's in the trial when they say, I'm done. I can't take this anymore. You can't take this anymore. I have still, Tracy, I've tried for years to wrap my mind around this concept. I'm going to quit church. Okay.
For what?
It's just, I can't take it. It's too hard. It's too hard. What's too hard? What's too hard about church? I'm telling you right now, I'm giving up on Jesus. It's just too hard. What's too hard? The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Let me tell you, the way of transgressors are hard. Walk out here on the street. Go up there, walk around in Uptown Beckley and see what happens where transgression, and we say, this is hard. No, let me tell you, anything that God puts you through, he's going to help you through. Man, that is so powerful. I'm going through a trial. He says, I know you're going through a trial because I'm going through it with you. Why is that? Because, Eric, I want to make something out of you. And as long as you're living on easy street and there's nothing, no uphill, you're never going to get any stronger. You're never going to get any strength. But God's looking for an army. And to have an army, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. I'm trying to make long-suffering as pumped up as I can for you. So the next trial you go through, you say, hoorah, I'm in a trial. Why? God really wants to do something in you. Watch this. After you have, what's that say? Suffered what? Why couldn't it say a second? After you suffered for a minute, it doesn't work that way. You know what the problem is with a lot of people? They don't stick around long enough to go through anything to learn the value of anything. Let me give you an example. August 2nd of this year, we celebrated 27 years together. Have you ever had to suffer? Have you ever suffered for a long time?
Yes.
Has it been difficult at times?
Yes.
Are we closer now than we've ever been?
Yes.
You see how it works? Let's just be honest. We'll do it. Have you ever thought about leaving me?
Yes.
Have you ever left the house and left me?
Yeah.
Have I ever jumped in the truck and squealed tires from the bottom of the hill to the top just so you'd know I'm mad?
Yeah.
Some of y'all guys can't do it. You don't have a Chevrolet. Woo! No, I want to know I was mad. We have suffered. When we first got married, we didn't have financial problems. You know why? We didn't have any finances. We suffered. I mean, we suffered. We made the best out of it, but we suffered. Sometimes I put her through misery. And you know what she could have did? This is too hard. I'm done. I'm walking out. I'm finished. And you know what? We wouldn't be where we are right now. Do you see what happens? You got to endure the suffering so that you can endure the blessing. He's wanting to do something in you. People walk out too soon. They give up too soon. They come up too short and they walk away. I'm here to tell you, endure hardness as a good soldier, because one day you're going to look back and say, thank God I went through that, because now I've got power to go through this. After you've suffered a while, the Greek meaning of a while is a while. How long is this going to take? It's going to take a while. How long does it take? Well, that's totally up to you. Let me say it again. How long do I got to be? That's up to you. That's up to you. Why? Because God's wanting to do something in you. We know. God, hey, God, make me gold. I want to be pure gold. Nothing but the pure gold in that city. I want to be pure gold, God. Well, let me tell you the problem with the pure gold. It's got to be put in a fire. And when it's put in a fire, they crank the heat up until that gold becomes liquid. You know what's awesome about liquid? Is it keeps the shape of whatever it's poured into. Problem is, we're too stiff-necked to be pourable. That's good. That's really good. We want to be poured out. The only way to do that sometimes is heat. Heat you up. And I know y'all have all heard this, but if you hadn't, this would be awesome to hear. You know how they know when it's hot enough? They say when they look in it and they can see their image in the gold. They see a reflection. You know why the heat comes your way? Because he wants to see his reflection in you. He wants you to bring him glory. The only way that I can bring him glory is to look like him. Amen. I can't look like me and bring him glory. If you leave out of here and say, man, Damon did good, I failed. But if you leave out of here and say, man, God is so good to me, even in my trial, he's good to me, then I've done good. Because we all should be pointing to him, not to us. Amen. Okay, after you suffered a little while, what's he doing this for? To make you perfect. To make you perfect. What does that word mean? I'll tell you. Glad you asked. It means to render, sound, complete, to mend what has been broken, to repair, to complete, to fit, equip, put in order, arrange, or adjust. Psalms 58 or 51 and 8. This verse, if you've never read it, he's praying to God and he says, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Sounds like an abusive relationship, doesn't it? Make me to hear joy and gladness because you broke my bones. Sounds like some guy beating up his wife and then, I'm sorry, honey, here's your flowers. Oh, thanks, honey. And she's beat up. Does that not what it sounds like? That's not what it is, but that's what it sounds like. Make me happy to the bones that you've broken. Let me tell you why he broke them. Because when you came to him, you were already broken, and you tried to heal yourself. Oh, come on. How many of us try to heal ourselves? How many of us try to diagnose ourselves, fix ourselves? Oh, I have conversations with me all the time. Do gooder, Damon. Do gooder. Go, buddy. Go. Come on. Come on. Come on. I try to fix myself. You know what I've learned? The harder you try, that don't get you anywhere. It's not about you trying harder. It's about you submitting more to him. He's already done the work. Am I right? So here's what happens. You come in here, and you are messed up, and your arm's like this, and this arm's like that, because you tried to fix yourself. You ain't no doctor. You can't fix you. But when you come to the great physician, he looks at you and says, I need to set that. And the only way to set it right is I got to break it. See, you're messed up, but I love you so much, I'm going to break your bones so that I can set it right, to adjust it. I got to do some adjusting. And now you can look at me and say, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through that. And you're going to render yourself useless for the rest of your life. But oh, if you put your hand in his hand and you trust him and you say, God, make me, mold me, bend me, break me, whatever it takes, God, I want to be useful in your kingdom. He's going to break you and reset you. Amen. Now you're reset. You just reset. Yeah, you ain't. No, you're reset. It don't happen that fast. I promise it don't happen that fast. You're good now. You're good. So you just go along now. He just broke it. But he doesn't stop there. I told you I've got a lot to say. Hurry, Damon. See, I told you I have conversations with myself. He said to make it. He says, not only, go back to my verse, Shane, if you would. 1 Peter 5 and 10. Not only does he want to make you perfect, but he wants to establish it. So he breaks it, and then he sets it. He establishes the right place. See, the problem is you can go around breaking people, but you got to be able to establish them in something else. I can take the addict and tell him and wear him out. You need to quit. You need to stop. You need to stop. You need to stop. You need to stop. But God doesn't stop there. I can take someone who is weak or struggling, or and I can take them and I can tell them what needs to be done. But he doesn't just do that. He brought them out of Egypt, and that's awesome. But he said, I brought you out that I may take you in. He didn't just bring him out of Egypt to bring him out of Egypt. He brought him out of Egypt because he wanted to take him into Canaan. Are you hearing me? He didn't bring me out of sin just to bring me out. He brought me out so that he could take me in. Amen. He don't just break it, but he wants to set it. He wants to establish it. Man, watch these words and strengthen it. He wants to strengthen it. He breaks it. He sets it. Check this out. Who's going to do my rehabilitation? Him. Who shows up to break it? He does. Who wraps it up? He does. Then he says, I want to strengthen you. That hurts. That hurts. Is that right, Sister Alice? Hurts, don't it? Aaron's a dirty dog, ain't he? Yeah, he is. We went up there to pray with her. She's in pain. She said, if I knew it was going to hurt this bad, I'd have never had it done. Are you still holding on to that, or are you feeling better? So would you have had it done? You know what Aaron said? Yeah, I didn't want to tell her because I knew. You held out on your own grandma, man. That's messed up. Do you love her? It was what? It was out of love. It was out of love. Are y'all getting this? Jesus, why are you putting me through this? I'm going to tell you why. Because I love you. And you're messed up and you're broken. But I want to fix you. And you're going to have to go to a trial to get this thing working right. And don't worry, I'm going to be there with you. And I know when you cry, I'm going to be holding your hand. And I'm going to make sure, because eventually I want this thing strengthened to where it's settled. See that? Settle you. Settle means that's it. You're done. Let me tell you, God is wanting to do a work in you. Get ready for the pain. It's coming. But when the pain comes, just know that one day that those things that used to hurt don't hurt anymore. Knowing this, that my life is now bringing glory to Jesus. Amen. Come on, musicians. Wow. So after this awesome sermon, how many people are excited about their next trial? You're not too far removed from it, but when you played football, did you ever have a coach to try to convince you that when your pecs were hurting so bad you couldn't move, they said, "That's good pain." Good pain. Is there such a thing as good pain? Man, that's good pain. That's good pain. Let me ask you this. Have you ever really tried to get somewhere and you started working out and he's like, "Yeah, it's good pain." When he told you that, you thought he was crazy, didn't you? And now you're like, "Man, that's good pain. That's good pain. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger." Why do I want to be stronger? Because there's a world out there that needs me to be strong. Why do I want God to break me and bend me and heal me and work me? Because there's a world out there, Kevin, that needs us to be where God wants us to be. Let's be honest. Sometimes you run across people and you're on fire for Jesus and you don't hold back. And there's other times when your prayer life isn't right, you're not where you need to be, and you want to say something, but you don't feel the right unction to say anything. Am I right? I know I'm right. And then you walk away and you say, "Man, I should have said something. Man, I should have told him something. I held back. I held back." You know why you held back? Because you're out of joint. God's got a way. God's got a way. I don't know why it works that way, Sister Sherry. But one week, you can get a bad report. And you're sitting and you say, "Oh, Lord. You can wonder about, or you can say, "You know what? I'm still speaking the word of God over this." And just a short time later, what happens? You get a good report. Whose report are you going to believe? God's doing something in you. God's doing something in you. Love suffers long, and it's still kind. It's still kind. In my suffering, Doug, in my struggle, when I want my temper to take over, there's a fruit of the Spirit that holds us back. You know what I got to do? I've got to learn to yield to that, because I trust that he knows what he's doing. We used to sing a song that says, "If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory, oh victory, shall be mine." God, I'm in a trial. I'm in a trial. But I know your hand is all in this. Make me. Make me. Make me. If you're not in a trial, or if you're in a trial, or whether you're not in a trial, I want you to lay your hand on yourself. Right now, I want you to pray for you. We're going to pray for ourselves. God, I submit. I submit to your will. God, my life is completely in your hands. God, I want to be an example of someone who truly trusts you. God, when the heat gets turned up, I don't want to run when the battle gets hot, Lord. But I want to stand knowing that the heat is there to make me pliable, to make me pourable, so that I can be used in your kingdom. God, because in the end, it's all that matters. Allow this fruit to to work in my life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We missed Sister McKinney during the prayer line, so I'm not going to ask her to come up here, but if some of you ladies would you make your way over to her and just pray for her? Pray for her. Would you pray for Sister McKinney? As they sing this song, here's how we do this. Y'all know how it works. Give you a moment to respond to something you've heard, something God spoke to you. If you need to pray at the altar, you can pray at the altar. If you want to worship, worship. If you're in a trial and you need prayer, we'll pray for you too. You just prayed for yourself, we'll pray with you. Allow God to use us and allow His Spirit to work in us. Go ahead, Aaron.